Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab your umbrella, folks. You're going to need it off and on through Saturday morning. The rest of your weekend, though, looks nice leading into next week. Those are your weather stories through the weekend. Good morning, my friends and followers. Welcome to Almost Friday. As I stated above, you'll need your umbrella off and on, and especially into tomorrow and Saturday morning as a powerful storm system continues to dump feet of snow across parts of southeastern Colorado and northern half of New Mexico, where winter storm warnings are in place. Yeah, early November, it can happen. Heads up if you are heading into those areas. Roads may be impassable at times and expect closures as well. All right, here we're waking up to temperatures near 60 this morning with some few scattered showers developing to our south. These showers will continue to stream in through the day. Coverage will be sporadic, though, here across North Texas. However, more widespread rain will impact your travel if you're heading west or northwest of DFW through the day. Afternoon highs will hover in the mid to upper 60s. More showers and even a rumble of thunder will move through the area overnight. But again, these will be scattered mainly west of a Denton to Fort Worth to Hillsboro line. Morning lows dipping back into the low 60s. Showers will be more scattered before noon, but pick up in intensity and coverage as the afternoon and evening wear on. This is Friday, as that big storm system out west starts to kick into the south central plain states. It will drag a large area of rain across the area with some thunder. Severity looks very low because temperatures will be in the 60s. But again, I'm not looking for anything severe. Afternoon highs will hover in the mid-60s tomorrow. Areas of rain and thunder will continue overnight Friday, ending from west to east the first half of Saturday. As of now, I'm thinking 1, maybe 2 inches of rain in some isolated areas will be the general rule. More welcome rain, y'all. And then slow clearing during the day Saturday from west to east, as some areas will get up close to 70. Sunday looks awesome with plenty of sunshine. Daytime temperatures will reach the mid-70s, and then a slow warm-up will continue into Monday and Tuesday. Some areas might even hit 80 degrees by Tuesday. Our next weather change arrives on Wednesday, it looks like now. The first half of the day, as the cold front moves through the area, there may be some showers and storms along the front, but again, that's day 7 in my forecast. Stay tuned. I'll also be cooler by the end of next week, but not overly cool. Have a terrific day today and hope you see some rain. Enjoy the weather when you can. It's the only weather you've got.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.